Hi, it's Robin Sharma, and welcome to Daily Mastery. This is my short form podcast where I'll walk you through the insights, methodologies, and tactics that I've shared with many of the world's most successful people as their mentor, including celebrity billionaires, NBA superstars, world-class artists, and global humanitarians. I hope you find great value in today's episode. Any creative person, any legendary producer, any titan of industry, any great athlete, any humanitarian, as you get out into the world, as you bring your genius to the light, as you do work that is stunningly great, you are going to experience the trolls. You're going to experience the haters. You're going to experience naysayers and critics. And if you haven't learned how to navigate that and how to transcend the stones they throw at you, then you're going to be like the majority of people, and you're going to give up, and you're going to question your craft, and you're going to get stuck in self-doubt, and you're going to give up. And a lot of people we all have primal genius inside of us. And yet one of the great sadnesses I see is that great people who could do heroic things and bring great value to the work and live a gorgeous lifestyle, when they do deliver that value, end up listening to misunderstanding critics or uninformed critics or angry people who just throw stones at them and then they give up. So in my journaling, I have actually deconstructed the nature of criticism. You might ask, why, Robin, would you be doing that? Well, I'm a creative person as well. I'm an artist just like you are. I want to do amazing things in the world and bring great value and light and productivity and inspiration and philosophy and tactics to as many people as possible. And I find as I put my best work out there, it not only brings the applause, it also attracts some naysayers and negative opinion. And that's just the very nature of bringing more of yourself and your magic out into the world. You know, there can be 10,000 positive reviews and 3 negative, and the negative ones hurt us more and deflate us and at times discourage us. Part of what I wish for you is you protect your hope. You know, whatever it is, if you're launching a new business or growing your empire or doing a movie or growing a family, or this is the year you want to run a marathon or whatever it is, it's so important that the fire you feel right now and the ambition and the joy and the love for the project, that you protect it, not only now when your fire is intense, but as you go out into the world and critics do say things, or you feel tired, or you encounter your own self-doubt. And so the term I offer to you, and it's so very important, is do whatever it takes to protect your hope. Because, you know, you're in this for the long game, and getting that project out there is a process, and you don't want to give up too early. So I have 5 elements right now of the troll deconstruction. And the first is simply this: trust your magic. You know, I think critics come to you to test you, to see how true your passion and ambition is to bring your magic into the world. So you can blame them, or you can say, what have they come to teach me? You can almost see them as spiritual friends, and they have come to help you trust your magic. Critics come to you to invite you and challenge you sometimes in an aggressive way, to trust your magic, trust your craft, trust your instinct, trust the confidence that you have in the book that you put out, or the new product you put out, or the new piece of code you put out. You know, they come to help you build confidence in your genius. Number 2, the very nature of great art terrifies. I'll repeat it again because I think that's an important part of the troll deconstruction. Point number 2 of the deconstruction: the very nature of great art terrifies. When you bring light and when you challenge people to reconnect with their greatness and their internal heroism and their gifts and their talents in whatever it is you do, you're going to terrify most people. I remember being in the Born district of Barcelona in the Picasso Museum, and there was a quote on the wall that said people were terrified by the genius of Picasso. When you challenge people to be a hero, to do their best work, to display their magic, when you challenge people to let go of their fears and enter the secret order of the virtuosos, they have a choice: embrace your message or shoot the messenger. And it's much easier to shoot you and to shoot me, because we're challenging and trying to uplift them. It's much easier to shoot the messenger than to have the bravery and courage to say, I must let go of the old me and experience a death of sorts to embrace the next level of me. and my luminous, heroic, highest nature. Third point of this deconstruction that I'm calling the troll deconstruction is critics are dreamers who got scared and never got back up. I want you to really think about that point. I suggest it with my usual deep love and respect. You see, someone who's doing amazing work in the world, someone who is dominating their domain, someone who is iterating their craft every day, someone who is living their heroic mission, someone who has joy in their hearts because they're producing magic that honors their creativity as well as serves the world, doesn't have time to go online and post a review that is not just negative, but that is attacking. I mean, joyful people don't spew toxic words on other human beings. So point number three, the deconstruction is, you see, as little kids, we all had dreams. As little kids, we all had intimacy with our primal nature. We knew who we were. We weren't afraid to be authentic. We weren't afraid to speak our truth. We weren't afraid to color outside of the box. We weren't afraid to say, I want to be an astronaut. I want to be a famous artist. I want to be a billionaire. I want a yacht. I want great love. Like little kids stood in awe and wonder because that's who we are. And then what happened is we went out in the world and our parents and our teachers and the media and our peers and previous generations, I believe all those influences come together to cause us as we get older to lose who we truly are. And so critics are dreamers. They did dream. There was a time when they had joy in their hearts and they were healthy and they were intimate and fluent with their primitive genius. And this thing happened where they contracted and shut down. And so rather than being aware of it and processing through it and releasing it, they just became bitter and they closed all up. And so now there's a certain pleasure they get seeing other people fail because misery loves company. So the point I want to finish on that third part of the deconstruction is joyful people don't hurt other people. They lift other people up and they celebrate other people. Point number four of this five-element deconstruction that I call the troll deconstruction to help you continue your journey to world class in the face of people throwing rocks at you, because you want to take the stones critics throw at you and build them into monuments of mastery that are a testimony to your bravery. Point number four is when you get really good, people start to hate you. I love studying Kobe Bryant. And someone in one of the documentaries I watched said, when Kobe got really, really good, people didn't like him. And it's human nature, not you, but human nature is people get jealous when others leave the crowd and play at virtuoso level. It can bring up jealousy in a lot of people who are wounded. And so just remember, a lot of chrism has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with other people's disowned genius. Few things are as painful as the suppression of your primitive genius. You see, we all have this natural well of genius we're born into, and then we start to reduce it, as I've mentioned, because your mother or father, well-intentioned, say to you, you can't do this. People would laugh. What will people think? What if you fail? And so we develop all these series of fears, fear of failure, fear of success, fear of not fitting in, fear of laughed at. I mean, just think about it. The very act of being a virtuoso, you're not going to fit in with the world. That's terrifying. We have a neurobiological nature to fit into the tribe. Anyway, as you get to mastery level as an entrepreneur or as a professional athlete or as a human being, what starts to happen is because you leave the crowds, you actually activate people's latent jealousy. And so rather than them looking within and saying, wow, what did them modeling possibility just activate within me? And then doing the healing work and the processing work to release those toxic emotions of jealousy so you can celebrate someone who is showing genius. What most people do is they don't have the level of awareness, consciousness to see what's going on. So they throw stones and they're jealous. And so just remember, when people criticize you and when people are really angry with your magic that you've released, if you're activating anger, wow, you've really done something amazing because that jealousy and that toxicity is showing you your greatness. When you get really good, people challenge you because that mastery is activating their disowned genius as well. And then the fifth point is really be a great translator. And here's what I mean, you know, take the stumbling blocks that you face when the doubters and the naysayers and the angry people, when they say things to you, you know, it is never about you. But point number five in the deconstruction, you want to be a great translator. You want to take the stumbling blocks and turn them into stepping stones. And then you want to take your wounds, because it does hurt. You know, when someone dismisses the love you put out in the world, the craft you put out in the world, the poetry you put out in the world, when someone vehemently dismisses it and attacks it, it hurts. We're human beings, no matter how strong you are. But please just remember, every visionary was initially ridiculed until they were revered. I'll repeat that brain tattoo again because it's fundamental for you as an A player. Every visionary was initially violently ridiculed before they were passionately revered. I mean, look at all the great artists. Look at Nelson Mandela, the great humanitarians. Look at the great military generals. Look at the great business titans. The real innovators and disruptors were laughed at and attacked before we embraced them. Even the great teachers of love on the planet who were crucified. You know, they were crucified. They were crucified because they believed in love. They were crucified because they believed in a reality and a secret order that I talk a lot about in the 5 a.m. Club and how to get there. But they believed and were intimate with this alternate orbit that only history makers access. And for the majority, it was such a different reality that rather than embrace the message, they killed the message maker. And so I want you to think about that, and I want you to translate the wounds that you feel into wisdom and the stumbling blocks into stepping stones, because I want you to continue at all costs. The world needs your magic. The world needs your gifts and talents. You do. Your family deserves to have an amazing lifestyle because of the empires of creativity, productivity, prosperity, and service to the world that you are going to bring into this new year. Hi, it's Robin Sharma. I hope you've received strong value from today's episode. I encourage you to read my latest book, The Everyday Hero Manifesto, which is helping people from right across the world live soaring lives. If you'd like to go into further learning, you can head over to robinsharma.com, where you can download my free ebook, The World Changers Manifesto. And when you do that, you'll also get full access to the Everyday Hero Training Formula, which is a complete system to help you upgrade your productivity, positivity, impact, and the quality of your life. Have an outstanding day.